Welcome to this Leading with Excellence podcast featuring the superintendent of North Central Park Community Schools in Rockville, Indiana, Dr. Michael Schimpf. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, executive director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents. This Leading with Excellence podcast allows listeners to get to know the incredible individuals who are leading Indiana's traditional public schools with excellence. It reminds us that our leaders are also our neighbors, friends, mentors, and lifelong learners. These authentic conversations help bridge the gap between the office of the superintendent and the amazing people in that seat. You know, superintendents are often seen as administrators who make big decisions about budgets, policies, or facilities. And although that is all true, this podcast shifts that perspective by hearing superintendents speak in their own voices about their community, school district, and personal stories. We'll discover the superintendent as a listener, learner, and servant leader, someone whose leadership centers on vision, relationships, and genuine care for people. Well, let's dive right in and learn more about our guest, Dr. Michael Schimpf. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about, for those listeners who don't know, about North Central Park Community Schools.
Yeah, North Central Park is a consolidated district, formerly the Rockville Community Schools and Turkey Run School Corporations. It's been joined now for a number of years. And there's still those who see the difference between the two, but for the most part, those individuals aren't walking the halls. The kids have only benefited from it and have really latched on to the idea of being joined together, and it's been create great opportunities for kids.
And that consolidation happened, seems like, within the last decade, correct?
Yeah, 2012 was the reorganization.
Yeah.
And then it was actually 2018, 2019 before the high school came together.
Sure.
And it was a separated out middle school.
What was the impetus for that? What caused that conversation to even begin?
You know, it's really interesting because a lot of times people think it has to do with money. And of course, there are finances involved.
Yeah.
But the drive of the individuals in the community was really about academics and creating opportunities for kids. Mm-hmm. And so it's really kind of exciting when you think about it from that perspective, that the goal was to provide more opportunity for kids.
Wow. What a great reason. I mean, no better reason.
There really isn't.
Yeah. No. Mike, what was your pathway? What led you to the superintendency? Were you a teacher? Were you a coach?
I was one of those that they probably tell you to watch out for from the angle of, I got into education because I loved coaching.
Sure, sure.
Right? I wanted to be a coach. I saw myself being, early on, a head football coach. That was the thing I wanted to be.
Yeah.
And then I started to fall in love with teaching, right? And so started out at White's Institute in Wabash, Indiana.
Okay.
Which was a very unique setting.
Yeah.
It was a place where discipline wasn't an issue because discipline was the issue.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so there was great support there. Fantastic people. Loved it there. But my hometown was calling, and my soon to be wife at that time was teaching first grade. Mm. And I stepped away from that position in hopes of getting an opportunity in Greencastle, where I moved back home. Taught there for 13 years, was a coach, started out as I should back up a little bit, at White's, which was, you know, that at that time it was a little more challenging.
Yeah.
I guess I feel like more challenging to get a teaching position, right? Things were a little tighter then.
Different times for
they
sure.
They needed a English teacher and an English teacher and a cross country coach.
Mm.
And I was a football guy, right?
Yeah.
And so I needed a job, so I became a cross-country coach, right, to go along with being an English teacher. It was one of the greatest things ever. I'm so thankful that I did that. But when I got the opportunity to move back home, coach football, which was that sport I loved to play when I was a kid, that only lasted for a few years, and I found my way back into the cross-country business.
No kidding.
And ended up being the head cross-country coach at Greencastle and the head track coach for a number of years and just loved it. That was great fun. But in order to, you know, provide for my family a little bit. I had two kids. It was time to think about what are other opportunities. I was working about five different jobs at that point.
Sure.
When you figure I was a real estate broker, I was a coach. We had rentals, started working on my master's.
Yeah.
You know, you do all these things to kind of survive when you're younger, and you're paying your dues.
Yeah.
Right? You're paying your dues.
Yeah.
And so the idea of being an administrator, I had a former administrator ask me one time in the parking lot, hey, have you ever thought about being a principal? Maybe that's something worth looking into. So I went through the master's program at Indiana Wesleyan At that time, you had to also do a separate principal licensure program. So I also did that through Indiana Wesleyan, and in 2012 got the opportunity to go over to Eminence, became an assistant principal, AD, following year assistant K-12, Eminence for 2 years, then went over to Turkey Run for 1 year as a principal there. Home kept calling me back, right? So after 1 year at Turkey Run, even though it was a great place, great support, again, I said, well, home's a strong call. I went to South Putnam and was a principal there for 4 years.
Yeah.
Somewhere along the way, actually back in Eminence, it was 2014, I'd finished my EDS and hadn't had opportunity to wrap up the PhD yet. And 4 years into South Putnam, roughly, the opportunity at North Central Park opened up. Mm. I knew there were great people there who had a great, you know, focus on what was right in regard to education.
Some of the same people you'd work with probably at Turkey Run.
Yeah, a lot of the same people. And so that opportunity was too good to not apply for. Mm. I was fortunate enough to get that position.
Wow. You mentioned several things, one of which you mentioned being a real estate broker and having lots of jobs. How has your experience as a superintendent and also being a I don't know if you're still selling real estate or not, but how do those two work together? Because we often talk about the business of school, right? The business of being a superintendent. Right. Are there some corollaries there?
There are, but as I got further and further down the line, I had to start letting go of some of those extras. And I also got to let go of some of those extras, right? On the financial front. But there are corollaries there, but so much of it boils down to working with people, right? I mean, no matter what the position is and just respecting people where they're at and how they show up at the door and treat them like anybody else. And so in some ways, I guess there are corollaries, but in other ways it's just trying to treat people right.
Yeah.
You know, it's about relationships.
My dad was also a cross country coach, which is interesting because he has run some and done some marathons, but same kind of a situation with you. Football coach, track coach, cross country just kind of fell into his lap. What did you like? You say you went back to cross country coaching. What did you like about cross country that brought you back?
Well, at the time I'd been the head track coach, and so I had some good distance runners.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be able to interact with them more. But the pieces that I miss, I mean, it's the kids. You know, the other day my wife and I went out in Greencastle, went to a place called Bridges, and we're having a meal, and we bump into a kid who was a former pole vaulter for me. And, you know, again, have that kind of conversation of, gosh, it's spring. You start to think about those things.
Right.
We had a lot of fun together, didn't we? It's kind of the conversation we had. At the same time, there was another former student that had just come in who was celebrating her dad's birthday, who had my wife in class as a first grader and had me in AP English.
Oh my gosh.
Lit, and she's now a ghostwriter in Georgia. And just
wow.
The relationships with the kids.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
So you mentioned, so bumping into people at times when you and your wife are out celebrating, when you and your wife are just spending time together. How do you separate yourself, right? If you, in your community, always have people coming up to you, they always know that you're the superintendent. How do you separate that and just be Mike?
Yeah, I don't know. For a lot of years, I've tried to figure out how do you separate that out. And to a degree, there are times, of course, you dread going to the store on some level. But I like to think I've gotten past that. I like to think that I've just embraced it.
Mm-hmm.
Because what else are you going to do? You just need to embrace it. And if that's who you are, that's who you need to be all the time. Right? And so
going, you know,
to
what you're getting into.
If you see people, there may be an impromptu, you know,
conversation
that happens there.
And about a grade or a class or
the way
this
that my
one.
Kid was treated here or there. Yeah. Or it might be something really positive about, wow, I'm so excited about this or that you're doing at school. So I've just decided to embrace it.
When people ask you about what's great about North Central Park, what would you share?
Well, again, I go back to the notion that the board there is a great board, right? And they have the right focus as far as academics of kids. And the community is amazing from the standpoint of how much they care for the school corporation. Like many small schools, you know, we've got a little over 1,100 students. It's the hub of the community, right?
Sure.
So we're the hub. But there are things going on there that you know, you might be surprising that are a little bit progressive. You know, the early college piece has been going on since about 2014, 2015. And we have roughly a third of our seniors that are graduating with a year's worth of college credit, which is fantastic.
Absolutely.
At the same time, we're focused on other other programs. You know, we started a CDL program, CDLA, mm-hmm. and we've had 29 kids complete their CDL. Hmm. That was something we were able to do with the help of a 3E grant from the state.
Sure.
And had purchased a $90,000 simulator some years back. After that purchase happened, then people just kind of came out of the woodwork. Hmm. Next thing you know, we've got somebody donating a truck. We've had two trucks donated.
Wow.
We've had two trailers donated.
Have you been in the simulator?
I have. It's actually, it's pretty fun. Yeah,
those who listen to the podcast know that if I wouldn't have been a superintendent, I wanted to be a truck driver. So
fair enough.
That's exciting. You have a beautiful state park in your district, one that I love to go to. Hiking is just amazing there at Turkey Run. Is that part of your getaway? Probably not since it's in your district, but when you want to do something that is away from and kind of recharging, what is that thing for you?
Yeah, I do love travel. I've gotten to where, you know, I've gotten involved with education travel, mm-hmm. and EF has been a group that's been
yes.
helpful to me in doing that.
Good and partners of ours.
Actually, we're the first ones to, because of EF, I had the opportunity to go overseas and went to Finland
wow.
back in 2016. And that was actually the first time I'd been out of the country, right? I hadn't even been to Canada, but I went straight over to Finland
wow.
and got to experience some opportunities there with educators. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so that was great. I enjoy the travel. I enjoy the planning for the travel as
yeah.
well. I kind of obsess over those things and drive my wife a little bit crazy, probably over the obsessing. But I do also like to write, and that's something that I've always kind of come back to, and it kind of grounds me. And a lot of those writings end up just stuck in a drawer
sure.
somewhere, but you know, it's constantly
for
thinking
a future book.
Yeah. A future book. When's it going to come together? And it's something I talk about someday.
Yeah.
Someday,
right? You mentioned children. Tell me about your children.
Yeah. My kids, Noah is a graduate of Indiana University, and he's finished up his master's. He's working in a lab down there. That was only moderately to the chagrin of my wife and I, who are both Boilermakers.
Boiler up.
And my daughter is now in vet school at Purdue.
Oh, wow.
So she is...
that's hard to get into.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It is tough. But it's amazing the level of support you see.
Mm.
The support is huge, but the expectations are at yeah. least as big. So...
Wow.
Yeah, so they're doing great. My wife still teaches developmental preschool.
Okay.
And so I often feel like she helps keep me grounded, and I get that inside mm-hmm. scoop of, hey, as a teacher, what do you think of this or that?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm disappointed with the answer she gives me, and I have to come up with a better answer.
Yeah.
You know?
I was going to ask, you know, having two educators in the household, do you talk education a lot at home?
There is some education talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is. There is.
If you wouldn't have gone into education, if you wouldn't have gone into the superintendency, was there something else that you thought about?
You know, I've thought a lot about this, and I'm the kind of shopper who goes in the store and has to see everything in the uh-huh. store
yeah.
before I decide. And I might've found it, you know, within 5 minutes walking in the door.
Sure.
Hey, there's the shirt that I need, but I need to see everything in the store. I feel like I kind of did that with education. I had a number of different majors mm-hmm. at Purdue when I first went, but it's hard to see myself in a different field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my parents were entrepreneurs. They were general contractors. My wife's parents had a Western store in Putnam County.
Is that right?
Brackney's Western store.
Okay.
Yeah, and it has since closed. But, you know, we grew up in that. And that
yeah.
is a piece that we kind of wish we'd been able to give our kids
yeah.
that insight on what it was like to be an entrepreneur and work with the family business. At the same time, our family business has kind of become education.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though neither of my kids plan on becoming teachers, both have already either been a TA or taught a class.
Yeah.
And so whether they admit it or not, they're already kind of in the education business. So I just really can't see myself having ended up elsewhere as a coach, maybe full time.
Mm-hmm.
The drawback to that, and I was thinking through as I went through my master's program a number of years ago, the thought was, well, I could go and be a small university coach or something mm-hmm. like that. But I saw how often they were away from home.
Yeah.
At least from my perspective. And home was a little more important to
absolutely.
Me than that. And I think I made the right choice.
Yeah. Perfect segue into my final question for you, one that we ask everyone, the title of our podcast. When you think about leading with excellence, what does that mean to you in the context of public education?
You know, I think as an educator, one of my primary tasks is to help people. You know, I will always want to try to help people. You know, we've got different focal points for our school. We talk about character, potential, relationships. You know, as an old coach, I can visualize one of our old t-shirts had on the back of it, excellence is the realization of potential, right? And I believe that everybody has a potential. And so I see my role as trying to help them achieve that potential, whatever it is, whatever they show up at the door with, however we can help our administrators achieve their potential, which then, you know, multiplies, right? Yeah. Just multiplies. So we try to help people reach their potential and then stretch it a little bit.
Excellence is the realization of potential. What a great way to end. Mike, thanks for being my guest.
Thanks so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been the superintendent of North Central Park Community Schools in Rockville, Indiana, Dr. Michael Schimpf. Mike's story reinforces that excellence is a journey, not a title. We hope today's conversation helped you to see the heart behind the role of the superintendent. Today's conversation reminds us that leadership is not only about decisions, it's about people, passion, and purpose. This has been another episode of the Leading with Excellence podcast from the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents.